Missing Mom and Dad by Jett Burnham, based on a true story. Be not afraid, Matthew chapter 14, verse 27. Dylan watched Mom pack her suitcase for her vacation with Dad.
Tomorrow's the big day,
she said.
I bet you can't wait for all the fun things you get to do with Grandma and Grandpa.
Dylan gave a little laugh.
Yep.
Mom and Dad had been planning their trip for a long time, and he knew they were really excited. But why did he feel so nervous? Dylan walked to his bedroom down the hall.
What's going on?
He said to his empty room.
Why do I feel like this?
He flopped down on his bed to think. He remembered when he had first heard about Mom and Dad's trip. He had been a little disappointed that he wasn't going with them. But then he found out he'd be staying with Grandma and Grandpa. He loved their house. There was a huge old tree in their backyard, perfect for climbing. There was a closet of games that they loved playing with him, not to mention Grandma's famous cookies. But for some reason, Dylan wasn't excited anymore. He couldn't stop picturing the moment when his parents would drive away. They would be so far away for an entire week. What if he wanted to talk with them, but they couldn't answer the phone? What if they forgot about him? He had never been away from them this long before. Dylan decided it was time to pray. He slid off his bed onto his knees. He told Heavenly Father all the things he was worried about.
Please help me to feel happy about the trip and to stop feeling so scared.
He felt a little better as he climbed back into bed. He knew Heavenly Father had heard his prayer, but how would he help? Did Heavenly Father even understand what it was like to feel homesick? Then Dylan thought about how Heavenly Father sent all his children to earth. It must be hard to send them away for so long and so far away, too. Maybe Heavenly Father did understand. Maybe Heavenly Father missed him. Dylan started to feel warm inside. The Holy Ghost was telling him that Heavenly Father loved him very much. He thought about Grandpa and Grandma. He imagined the big hugs they'd give him. That made him smile. He kept imagining those hugs as he fell asleep. The next morning, Dylan felt a little better when he woke up. Something smelled good in the kitchen. Sure enough, Dad had cooked a huge stack of pancakes.
Those look yummy,
Dylan said.
Hey, Grandma and Grandpa aren't the only ones who can make an amazing breakfast,
Dad said with a laugh. Dylan grinned. He had almost forgotten about Grandpa's smiley-faced chocolate chip pancakes. He didn't say it out loud, but Dylan liked those pancakes even better than Dad's. He couldn't wait to have them again. The rest of the morning zoomed by. Dylan helped carry the suitcases out to the car. He put on his backpack and double-checked that he had his favorite books. Pretty soon, they were pulling up to Grandma and Grandpa's house. Grandma waved from the front porch.
Dylan!
Grandpa called out from the doorway. Dylan jumped out of the car and ran to them. Grandma and Grandpa gave him the biggest, longest hug in the universe.
Thank you, Heavenly Father,
he prayed silently.
Thank you for helping me not feel so afraid.
Maybe a week wouldn't be too long after all. The author lives in Utah, United States of America.
Sidebar. Once I prayed and prayed for a nice school teacher for the new year. After many months of praying, I was put in my new class, and my new teacher is so nice and happy and teaches with love. I said a thank you prayer to Heavenly Father for answering my prayers and for taking care of me and my worries. I'm so happy that we can pray to Heavenly Father about anything, anywhere, and He will help us. Ava C., age 7, Utah, USA.
End of the story, Missing Mom and Dad. Read by Rena Nelson, Sean Nelson, Scott Christopher, Dave Shaw, and L. Anderson.